This is BBC Radio 4. Now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Saturday the 19th of July. There are warnings of gales in Biscay and Fitzroy. The general synopsis at 1800. Developing Atlantic low moving rapidly east-southeastwards, expected Fitzroy 993 by 1800 on Saturday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. West Viking, southeasterly 3 or 4, showers, good. East Viking, north at Cira, south at Cira, variable 2 to 4, fog patches, good, occasionally very poor. 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. East or southeast 3 to 5, thundery showers, fog patches, good, occasionally very poor. Fisher, German Bight, variable 3 or less, becoming east 3 to 5 later. Fog banks until later. Good, occasionally very poor. Humber, Thames, east or southeast, becoming cyclonic later 3 to 5. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Dover, White, variable 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5. Thundery rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Portland, Plymouth, Biscay. Cyclonic 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7 later, occasionally gale 8 later in Biscay. Thundery rain or showers, moderate or good. Trafalgar. Northwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in southeast later, becoming cyclonic later in north. Thundery rain or showers, moderate or good. Fitzroy, cyclonic 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 for a time later. Rain or thundery showers, moderate or good. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, southwest 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in Sole. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery. Good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea, variable 2 to 4, becoming easterly 4 or 5 later in south. Showers, moderate or good. Shannon, Rockall, southwest 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in Shannon. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Malin, Hebrides, variable 2 to 4, becoming northeast 3 to 5 later. Showers, thundery later, fog patches. Good, occasionally very poor. Bailey, southwest, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, then variable 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain, fog patches at first. Good, occasionally very poor at first. Faroe, Faroes, and southeast Iceland. Cyclonic 3 to 5, occasionally variable 3 or less later. Showers, perhaps thundery at first in Faroe, fog banks. Moderate to very poor. Occasionally good. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, southwest by west 2, mist. 9 miles, 1009, rising slowly. Stornoway, south 3, 32 miles, 1008, rising slowly. Lerwick, south by east 3, fog, 100 metres, 1011, rising slowly. Wake Automatic, northwest 2, 9 miles, 1009, rising slowly. Aberdeen, southeast by south 2, recent rain, 7 miles, 1010, rising slowly. Lookers, south by east 2, 15 miles, 1010, rising slowly. Boomer, northwest by west 1, fog, 100 metres, 1010, rising slowly. Bridlington, east by north 2, 1010, now rising. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, east by south 4, 11 miles, 1010. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west by north 1, 11 miles, 1010. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, west-northwest 3, 1010, falling slowly. Jersey, north by east 3, 19 miles, 1010, now rising. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, west-northwest 3, 11 miles, 1010. Scilly Automatic, west 2, 7 miles, 1011, falling slowly. Milford Haven, southwest 1, 24 miles, 1,010, falling slowly. Aberporth, west 1, 27 miles, 1,010, falling slowly. Valley, southwest by south 4, 12 miles, 1,010, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, northeast by north 1, 13 miles, 1,010, falling slowly. Valentia, southeast by south 2, 27 miles, 1,009, falling slowly. Ronaldsway, east-southeast 1, 9 miles, 1,010, falling slowly. Malinhead, southwest, calm, 12 miles, 1,009, falling slowly. And Macrahanish Automatic, south-southeast 3, 7 miles, 1,009, rising slowly. Here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Friday the 18th of July. The general situation: unsettled weather conditions will prevail across much of the United Kingdom into the weekend as showers or longer spells of rain move in from the south and southwest. Some of these will be heavy and thundery, and fog patches will also affect some coastlines. Winds will be relatively light, but strong, perhaps gale force winds will develop for a time on Sunday in the southwest. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable 2 to 4 until later in northwest and in Murray Firth, otherwise easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5. Showers, perhaps thundery, fog banks developing. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Rattray Head to Berwick upon Tweed. Southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, but becoming variable 3 or less for a time except in far north. Showers, perhaps thundery. Fog banks for a time. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor for a time. Berwick upon Tweed to Whitby. East or southeast, 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less for a time, increasing occasionally 5 later. Showers, thundery at times, fog banks at first, rain later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. East or southeast 2 to 4, occasionally variable 2 to 4. Showers, then rain later, thundery at times, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, variable 2 to 4, becoming southwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later in south. Showers or thundery rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Variable, becoming cyclonic 2 to 4, then westerly or southwesterly 4 or 5, backing southerly 3 or 4 later. Thundery rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Variable 3 or less for a time, becoming southwest 3 to 5, then backing southeast later. Thundery rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Variable 3 or less, becoming south 3 to 5, backing southeast 5 to 7 later. Showers, thundery rain later. Good, occasionally poor later. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable 3 or less, becoming southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in west. Showers, thundery rain later. Good, occasionally poor later. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Variable 3 or less, becoming east 2 to 4 later, occasionally 5 later in south. Showers, moderate or good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Variable 2 to 4, showers, moderate or good. Isle of Man, south 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less, mainly fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Variable 2 to 4, becoming easterly or southeasterly 3 or 4 for a time. Showers, fog patches for a time in east. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor for a time in east. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southeasterly, becoming variable later 2 to 4. Showers, perhaps thundery later, fog patches for a time. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor for a time. while of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, variable 2 to 4 becoming easterly or southeasterly 4 or 5 for a time in south. Showers, perhaps thundery later, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, variable 3 or less becoming mainly easterly or northeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later in north. Showers, perhaps thundery. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles, southeast 3 or 4, showers, fog banks. Good, occasionally very poor. That completes the shipping bulletin, and with that we've reached the end of our schedule, and we'll shortly hand over the reins to our colleagues at the BBC World Service, which you can hear on this frequency through the night until Radio 4 returns for the new day, just before 5:30 in the morning, in the company of Lisa Costello. Thanks for being with us tonight. From me, Ron Brown, my colleague Alan Smith in the newsroom, and the team at Broadcasting House in London, do have a calm, restful night and a good start to the weekend. Good night.
It's midnight GMT. This is Andrew Peach with Business Matters from the BBC World Service. Good to have you with us. Today we're live in Bangladesh and Canada. On the way, as Japan goes to the polls this weekend, we'll look at the issues facing its economy.
Japan's output per work hour is about 70% of the average in the OECD. In many sectors that don't compete internationally, efficiency is very, very low.
The EU and Ukraine hail new sanctions against Russia, but will they hurt Moscow and change the course of the war? How cryptocurrency crime is soaring and can even lead to kidnappings. And as a US TV institution comes to an end, are late night chat shows really too expensive to make, or is there something else going on? Those stories on the way for you here on Business Matters after the latest BBC News.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. President Trump has filed a lawsuit against two journalists from the Wall Street Journal, as well as the paper's owner, Rupert Murdoch. He accuses them of libel and slander for a report on an alleged vulgar birthday letter, one sent by Mr. Trump to his then-friend, the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The president denies writing the letter. The BBC's Arunade Mukherjee has more.
I think the story is going to play out on two levels. One is the legal level and one is the political level. You've seen the murmurs and the indications on the political level already over the past 1 week and even beyond that. You know, the kind of pressure that Donald Trump and his administration has been under, not just from his political critics or opponents, but also from members of his own party and especially those who are associated with his Make America Great campaign, who've been repeatedly demanding greater transparency when it comes to this issue. But legally, you know, it's also going to be a lengthy process because the Attorney General has to make a case in court that these grand jury testimonies or transcripts have to be released in public interest.
A Brazilian judge has ordered the former president, Jair Bolsonaro, to wear a monitoring device and put him under curfew to stop him fleeing the country while on trial. The BBC's Leandro Preceres is in Brasilia.
The main reason behind the court decision was that Mr. Bolsonaro has allegedly engaged in an international campaign to persuade the US government to put pressure on Brazil's Supreme Court. The goal would be to put a halt on the trial that Mr. Bolsonaro is facing here in Brazil, a case that could potentially send him to jail for more than four decades, actually.
The Syrian authorities say they'll deploy a dedicated force to end sectarian clashes between Muslim Bedouin tribesmen and members of the Druze religious minority. Tribal fighters have been travelling to the largely Druze city of Soweda, where fighting has been reported.